Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 149 for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were about $1 to $2 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The January contract was up $2 at $515 a ton, underpinned by ideas that farmer selling could be reduced by a new cash advance option. The Canadian Canola Growers Association is now offering cash advances for producers with unharvested grain and oilseeds, curbing farmers' need to sell, which is bullish. Forecasts for more snow in Alberta and parts of northern Saskatchewan added to the upside. However, weakness in the Chicago Board of Trade's soy complex limited gains Thursday morning. Spillover losses from the Malaysian palm oil market was also a feature. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, corn was mostly unchanged, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were down 1 to 4 cents on Thursday, with the January contract at $9.81 a bushel. Soybeans moved lower with pressure from the nearby soy oil market. Export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture for the week ending November 10th were up 51% from the previous week, but down 23% from the four-week average. Exports were on the lower end of analyst expectations, which is bearish. But strong demand from China limited declines on Thursday. Corn prices were about 0.75 cents lower to 0.25 cents higher in early activity, with the December contract at $3.38 a bushel. Corn was mostly unchanged as strong export sales balanced harvest pressure. Sales reported by the USDA in the week ending November 10th were up 35% from the previous week and 47% from the four-week average. Ethanol production was higher last week, but stocks declined, which is bullish. For wheat, prices were 0.5 cents lower to 3 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago December contract at $3.97 a bushel. Wheat prices were mostly stronger Thursday morning as export sales were on the high end of analyst expectations. Sales reported by the USDA in the week ending November 10th were down 22% from the previous week, but up 11% from the previous four-week average. However, losses in the U.S. dollar in early activity added to the upside, but spillover weakness from the soybean and corn market capped gains. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.